At New York's Union Square on Saturday afternoon, despite rain, over 25 people gathered in support of a campaign to free Bradley Manning. The U.S. Army private has been accused by the U.S. government of leaking secrets to the internet site WikiLeaks. It was one of many protests and events happening in cities around the world and in many American cities, from Tucson, Arizona, to Austin, Texas, to Bristol, Vermont, to mark the 1,000th day Manning has spent in jail without trial, a violation, his lawyers contend, of the 5th and 6th constitutional amendments. Bradley will return to court in Fort Meade tomorrow for another pretrial hearing. Brendan Hunt was one of the protest organizers and said Bradley's 1,000th day in jail was the reason for theirs.
It's also a national day of resistance for both the left and the right. I think there's an Occupy rally going up in Bronx, Harlem right now called Stop the Cops. There's also a rally because today is 223. That's also the same number of the 223 Bushmasters that people are talking about as far as gun control is concerned. So people on the right are participating in protests today as well. So it's a nice thing to, you know, even if not everybody agrees on the issues, at least people on both sides of the aisle can come together and kind of support their respective causes in one day and let the people in the government know that we're aware things need to be changed and they're not being changed yet.
It's been 3 years since Manning, an Army intelligence analyst, was arrested in Iraq in May 2010, accused of leaking hundreds of thousands of documents of military and diplomatic cables to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks, and charged with a number of offences, including communicating national defence information to an unauthorised source and aiding the enemy. Did Brendan Hunt think many people knew about Bradley Manning?
I just spoke to my dad this morning. I was like, do you know who Bradley Manning is? And he had no idea. And he had some vague idea once I started introducing topics like WikiLeaks and how there's been some controversy. So he was a little bit familiar with that. That's been written about in the New York Times. But not everybody's familiar with the specifics of why this guy has been incarcerated, the war crimes that he exposed with his leaks. And that's what we're trying to raise awareness about, too. We're going to have a little theater piece going up soon. A lady named Claire wrote a play is based on the screen name that Bradley Manning used to use. They're going to have a theater piece today where the stage is basically the same number of feet that his solitary confinement cell was. So that's going to be going up. I got a little video camera. I'll take some pictures of that today. And yeah, it should be a nice little action. We already got a bunch of people here even on a rainy day. And so I'm excited about it.
The judge in Manning's pretrial hearing tomorrow is expected to rule on the defense motion to dismiss charges for lack of a speedy trial. His lawyer, David Coombs, said, quote, Manning's statutory and constitutional trial rights have been trampled on with impunity by violating the 5th and 6th constitutional amendments, rule for court-martial 707, and Uniform Code of Military Justice Article 10, end quote. According to reporter Nathan Fuller, who's been covering the pretrial hearings, Judge Lynn could dismiss charges with prejudice if she determines the government intentionally delayed the trial, which would set the private free, or dismiss without prejudice, which would allow the government to retry the case and restart the speedy trial date. Depending on the outcome of the pretrial hearings this week, Manning could go to trial on June 3rd, and if found guilty, could face life imprisonment. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.